This reading was taken from the Body Image Workbook, Second Edition, an 8-step program for learning to like your looks by Thomas F. Cash, PhD. Step 3, mindfully accepting your body image experiences. In your everyday life, probably lots of things trigger your thoughts, feelings, images, memories, expectations, intentions, and other private experiences concerning what you look like. Some of these inner experiences are distracting, annoying, upsetting, or even painful. But you may take them very seriously and treat them as truths or realities. You may see them as defining who you are as a person. Most likely, you want to get rid of these inner experiences, so you probably react by trying to avoid them or whatever sets them off. You take corrective actions to try to change or camouflage how you look, hoping to escape your inner pain. Experiences. Consider Joyce's body image experiences. Whenever she thinks about her figure, she gets a stinking, hopeless feeling deep down inside. She is repulsed by the size of her thighs and hips. Whenever her fiancé, Jeff, catches a glimpse of her as she emerges naked from the shower, at first Joyce feels intensely self-conscious. Then she quickly cloaks her body in a towel and is flooded with embarrassment and makes up an excuse to banish him from the bathroom. Her embarrassment gives way to shame and then becomes anger. She is angry that Jeff just saw her body so closely and even angrier with her body for the betrayal. Joyce also routinely locks the bedroom door to get dressed privately so Jeff won't see her body. She becomes terribly frustrated as she tries to find the right outfit to conceal the curves of her hips and thighs. The struggle to dress to conceal her body is one version of the emotional roller coaster that Joyce rides daily without amusement. From many painful experiences like these, Joyce has concluded she is both ugly and hopelessly messed up person. The pivotal power of now, the eyes of the beholder belong to you. At the end of step two, I explained that the most important causes of body image problems exist in the here and now. Specifically, your body image emotions are driven by your thoughts. The often subtle and unspoken messages you give yourself, your assumptions, perceptions, and interpretations, decisively dictate your feelings about your looks. Your patterns of relating and interacting with yourself produce a negative body image. You create your own conditioning. Although the seeds of body image distress may have been planted in your cultural and interpersonal history, a negative body image exists and grows in the presence of your mind. Right now, in the here and now, I want to ask you to try something. I want you to think about the aspect of your appearance you like the least. Picture it clearly in your mind's eye. Now think these thoughts about this attribute. It looks awful, ugly, it's really ugly, I hate it, I really hate it, everybody hates looking at it. People think I'm ugly, I'm really, really ugly. After saying these things to yourself over and over for one entire minute, check your feelings. For many people, this little exercise gives rise to extremely unhappy body image feelings. After only 1 minute of immersing your mind in such self-critical thinking, you start feeling homely and hopeless. Did this 1 minute exercise have a familiar ring to it? Let me further illustrate the pivotal power of human thoughts by describing an eye-opening experiment conducted by psychologists at Dartmouth University. The investigators used theatrical makeup to create a facial scar on their research participants before they were to interact face-to-face with a stranger. The stranger worked for the researchers and had been trained to act in a standard, neutral way with each subject. What the participants didn't know, however, was the hideous scar had actually been removed before their conversation with the stranger. After the conversation, they were asked questions about how the stranger had related to them. Compared to the control group who had not been given a scar, the participants who believed that they had a facial scar witnessed more discomfort in the stranger's behavior, such as staring at them or avoiding looking at them at all. They reported experiencing the self-conscious and adverse effects of their facial flaw, even though no flaw existed. Obviously, since there was no actual scar, these people created their own reality. Their experiences reflected what they believed about their looks, not the objective facts of the situation. This fascinating experiment demonstrates a profoundly important truth. The most influential dictators of negative body image emotions are your own ways of judging and thinking about your looks. Many of your thought patterns may have become so automatic and habitual that you're not even conscious of them as they occur. Specific events may trigger these thoughts, But once they start up, the emotional damage follows, which breeds more self-critical ruminations and, in turn, even greater despair. Then, to cope with your self-inflicted distress, you may avoid those people or situations that triggered your cascade of negative thoughts and feelings. Or you may carry out time-consuming rituals in which you try to fix or hide the flaws in your appearance. Obviously, these self-protective efforts don't fix your long-standing body image problems. In fact, they provide only temporary relief and actually perpetuate your problems. In step two, you learned and wrote about historical factors that predisposed you to create negative body image experiences. Figure 3.1 is an informative flow diagram of the here and now causes of negative body image. It shows the vicious cycle of self-defeating thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. When you develop a different mindset that breaks the cycle, it becomes possible to overcome a negative body image. You can learn to change your experiences, how you think, act, and feel, now and in the future. The Body Image Workbook will help you do this so that your old painful patterns give way as you discover new and satisfying ways to experience your body and yourself. If you turn your attention to Figure 3.1, Body Image Experiences Here and Now Influences, it starts with activating events in the top left corner and situations. It moves towards beliefs, assumptions, judgments, interpretations, and other thoughts, which is a cycle with consequences of body image emotions, so discomfort or distress, which is also a cycle with consequences, self-defensive actions, example, avoidance or appearance fixing. What is mindfulness? Throughout your work with the Body Image Workbook, you will cultivate a new mindset that greatly differs from how you currently think, feel, and act. The new mindset is one of mindfulness and acceptance. Put most simply, mindfulness is a way of directing attention or awareness. It is a way of consciously and purposefully stepping back and observing your inner experiences in the here and now. Far from being new or modern, mindfulness has been a part of Eastern psychological and philosophical, especially Buddhist, perspectives for centuries. Mindfulness is a central facet of many, but not all, approaches to meditation. Becoming mindful certainly doesn't require converting to a particular religious doctrine. It simply means being open to and practicing a novel mindset. In recent years, mindfulness has become innovatively integrated into Western approaches to psychotherapy and human growth. Of course, given the Western commitment to science, mindfulness-based approaches have been subjected to much scientific scrutiny, and they've been found to provide valuable and enhanced benefits in health promotion and the reduction of psychological suffering. I believe that a more mindful orientation towards your body image experience holds great promise for you. What is acceptance? Acceptance means seeing things as they really are and seeing them in the present moment. A stomach ache is a stomach ache and it hurts. Feeling anxious or self-conscious or sad or mad are just what they are, your feelings of the moment. Not liking your body in some situation is simply what it is, nothing more and nothing less. Currently, you judge your negative body image experiences. From step two of this program, you've learned how these experiences and your judgments of them came about. In judging, you reach four verdicts. Verdict number one. The first verdict equates thoughts and feelings with truth. When you think or feel that you're ugly or fat or physically unacceptable, you judge these experiences as valid indicament of your body and your self-worth. Of course, they're only thoughts and feelings. They are not evidence of any truth. Acceptance means recognizing that your experiences are merely inner events. You can be objectively aware of these events and see them for what they truly are, just inner thoughts and feelings. Verdict number two. The second judgmental verdict sees your inner experiences as intolerable. You judge them by concluding, I can't handle feeling this way, self-consciousness, shame, or anxiety. Acceptance means being mindfully aware of your emotional discomfort and seeing it as familiar and as just discomfort. Verdict three. From the first two verdicts, the third concludes that you must do something or must not do something so that you might escape or avoid this intolerable experience. You tell yourself to avoid a threatening situation, to modify your appearance in some way, and/or to do something else to fix this. Mindful acceptance just witnesses your habitual impulses for self-protective action, but it doesn't require your action. Instead, you objectively observe your impulsive wishes and intentions as internal experiences, as voices in your head. You notice your inner voices and hear what they are commanding that you do or do not do, but you don't follow their commands. You simply become aware of them as your experiences. The fourth verdict involves your indictment of yourself as sick, screwed up, hopeless, or a worthless person for having the above described experiences. You don't accept the experiences and cannot accept yourself if you have them. With the practice of mindful acceptance, you come to see that you give yourself a hard time for having a hard time. You recognize what you're doing, that you add this additional self-loathing layer to your experience. Your indictment of yourself is not evidence of the truth of your negative thoughts. It is only an additional inner voice. Having emotions, including painful emotions, is characteristically human. Emotions can serve as important, potentially adaptive signals to get our attention to process information about something that's happening. When we reflexively seek to turn off the emotion and instead of becoming more aware of it, a problem occurs. Another problem arises if we engage in self-defensive maneuvers to prevent our experiences of the emotion in the future. Such efforts, called experiential avoidance, turns us against our own mind and against ourselves. Attempts to deny, disregard, deflect, or defend against discomfort ultimately create profound psychological suffering. The suffering is especially intense if we loathe ourselves for our own humanity. Learning about mindfulness and acceptance. I suspect that my explanations of mindfulness and acceptance may leave you somewhat puzzled or doubtful. That's absolutely okay. Just be mindful of your uncertainty and accept it for what it is, your experience of uncertainty. Be aware of your inner reactions. Are you confused? Are you skeptical? Are you thinking, he's trying to tell me I'm not really ugly? Are you thinking, I wish I could be more mindful and accepting? You need not do anything about your reactions, except be aware of them and accept them as your reactions at the moment. But please keep reading. To begin to discover mindfulness, allow yourself to experience three exercises recommended by mindfulness and acceptance experts. Raisin your awareness. If you ever eat raisins or popcorn or nuts, have you noticed that you just pop some into your mouth, munch them a few times, swallow, and open your mouth to repeat these actions? You may do this mindlessly because you are simultaneously doing something else, like having a conversation, reading, or watching television or a movie. So now I ask you to get some raisins and do this differently. Spend at least 1 minute with each step below. You can feel free to do this exercise as described, or put a bookmark here to revisit the exercise on a different day. Step 1. Put the raisin in your palm and look at it closely. Notice its wrinkles and crevices and the shapes they form. Notice its color and any slight variations in color. Step 2. Put a second raisin in your palm next to the first. Notice how they look alike. Notice how they look different. Step 3. Roll one of the raisins continuously between your thumb and index finger. Notice how what you just saw now feels. Feel the crevices. Feel the softness and the hardness of the stickiness. Step 4. Put the raisin in your mouth, but don't bite into it. Roll it around, feeling with your tongue what you just felt with your fingers. Notice its texture. As you move it around in your mouth, be aware of how it feels in different places in your mouth. Step 5. Now bite down on the raisin. Notice its taste. Bite down again. Notice its changing texture. Swallow it and stay aware of the sensation of the raisin as it slides down your throat. Step 6. Place the second raisin in your mouth and chew it very slowly. As you keep chewing, notice the raisin's consistency becomes mushy and then even mushier. Take note of how this raisin feels in comparison to the first one. Swallow it when you wish. How did this compare with your usual experience of eating raisins? The body scan. Because your experiences of your body are troubling you, the second exercise is a really important one. You often live in your body as if it were an aesthetic object, something that is looked at only from the outside. Now, I encourage you to experience your body mindfully from the inside. Here's how to do that. You can feel free to complete this exercise or put a bookmark to complete it on a different time. Step 1. First, choose a quiet, private, and comfortable place to lie down. Make sure you will not be distracted by the phone, television, bright lighting, or interruptions from family and friends. Once there, lie down on your back and allow your eyes to gently close. Step 2. Simply become aware of your breathing as you slowly inhale and exhale. Notice your stomach rising and falling with each breath. Step 3. Then, simply become aware of sensations from your body as a whole. Notice how your body feels. Notice how it feels where it touches your clothing, where it touches the surface beneath you. Step 4. Focus on the toes of your left foot. Be aware of how they feel. As you pay attention to them, see if you can transfer your experience of breathing to them, as if you are breathing into your toes and breathing out from your toes. Just imagine the sensation of your breathing moving downward from your nose first to your belly and then to your toes. Just focus on the sensations of this breathing into your toes. Allow yourself to experience this. If you cannot, just be aware that this is not your experience. That's okay. Not having these sensations is your real experience. There's nothing to judge. Step 5. Slowly move on, transferring the sensations of breathing in and out to another part of your body, followed by another part, and then another, as you move the flow of your breathing and your awareness to specific areas throughout your body. The aim of the body scan is to mindfully experience in the present whatever occurs. It's not a test. It is a valuable opportunity for you to learn to be mindful and to accept whatever your experiences are without judging them. I strongly encourage you to give yourself a full or partial body scan for about 20 to 30 minutes a day for at least a couple of weeks. You will see that your capacity for mindfulness will grow. Ultimately, you'll see how this capacity can contribute to your acceptance of your body on the outside. Be mindful of my new TA. You can cultivate mindfulness as you carry out routine chores and tasks in your daily life. These are the things we most often do mindlessly because they are so familiar or habitual that they are on automatic and require no thought. Here are some examples: sitting and standing, walking around a room in random directions, climbing and descending stairs, taking a shower, brushing your teeth, sweeping the floor, drinking a glass of water, petting your cat or dog, dressing and undressing, cooking, eating, washing dishes, listening to music, gardening, walking in the rain, making love. By doing these activities mindfully, you will stay focused in the present and on your mental and sensory experiences. If your attention drifts elsewhere, don't judge it. This is what minds do, they wander. So just notice it and then bring your attention back to the activity. These three exercises are just a small sample of ways that you can begin to help yourself create a life of mindfulness and acceptance. Later in step 6 of this workbook, you'll learn body and mind relaxation exercises that can further enhance your mindful acceptance of your experiences. If you're curious, take a peek at learning body and mind relaxation in that chapter. Moreover, in the recommended resources section at the end of this workbook, you will find some terrific books filled with useful insights and exercises for the enhancement of mindfulness and acceptance. Right now, I want to introduce a very special activity. It enables you to begin to directly apply mindfulness and acceptance to your body image. Mirror reflections. I once conducted a research survey and asked people, "What do you see when you look in the mirror?" Here are excerpts from the poignant reflections. "What I see are really hate. I hate my thighs, I hate my butt, my mouth is too big, my hair is too straight. I wish I didn't have to spend so much time on my looks. Tomorrow I'll start working out." White woman, age 25. "What I see is a body I regret to call my own. I wasn't fond of it as a child. I really disliked it as a teenager. My adult years have been filled with constant contempt for my ugly fat body. I would trade it in for almost anything else." White man, aged 45. "I see a slim, healthy-looking woman until I look into her eyes. What am I going to do about these bags growing under my eyes? I look pretty good for 32, but what will I see when I'm 50 or 60? Perish the thought." White woman, age 32. I see an average looking dude. I wish I was bigger. I wish my hair was thicker. I wish I was a couple of inches taller. Why am I kidding myself? I'm less than an average looking dude. I'd settle for average. African American man, age 26. I see an old fart. How and when did this happen? White man, age 63. I see a tall, well-built young man who has a crippling injury of his right hand. If it weren't for my deformity, I'd be the happiest guy in the world. White man, age 19. I see a gal who looks pretty good. Just don't ask her to take her clothes off, then you'll get another story. But I'll spare you the ugly details. Hispanic woman, age 41. I see a woman who looks like a girl. If it weren't for my big nipples, I'd have no breasts at all. White woman, age 31. I see a fairly attractive young lady who can't stop thinking about the things that keep her from being a very attractive young lady. White woman, age 28. I see a skinny guy with receding hairline and acne scars. I see a loser. Hispanic man, age 31. What I try to see but can't is what I dream about being. Rich. Rich enough to afford plastic surgery on my nose, to have my teeth fixed, plus a chin implant, to have my makeup and hair done professionally. Then there are the fashionable clothes. Dream on. I'm always going to be a plain Jane. White woman, age 33. I see a short girl with an hourglass figure, but the sand has all settled on the bottom. White woman, age 19. All I see is a guy in a wheelchair with skinny legs. Unfortunately, I know that's all everybody else sees too. Asian man, age 48. I see that I need to lose weight. My arms are covered with dark hair that I'm always hiding or bleaching. Why can't I be as pretty as other girls? White woman, age 22. When I look in the mirror, I see nothing. That's because I'm too scared to open my eyes. Sorry. Pacific Islander woman, age 19. I see zits and fat cheeks. Yuck. White woman, age 19. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? It ain't me, babe. Hispanic woman, age 38. Your current mirror reflections. So, what do you see when you look in the mirror? Before learning how to apply mindfulness and acceptance, first answer this question based on your characteristic experience of looking at yourself in the mirror. Spend about 5 minutes privately viewing your reflection in a full-length mirror. Please do this without being overly clothed. For example, even though it may be a bit uncomfortable, view yourself while wearing only your underclothes after you've taken a bath or shower. Be mindful of what you are looking at, the thoughts that pass through your head, and the emotions you are aware of. Use the following self-discovery help sheet to record this experience. Feel free to engage in this activity, and you can engage in it more than once to desensitize yourself to the experience. If you are not able to do this activity now, I would suggest bookmarking it and returning it to it on a later day. Your mindful mirror reflections. If you are like many people, your experience of looking at your reflection in the mirror is probably biased, judgmental, and mindless. It is biased to the extent that you focus on some aspects of your physical self and not others. A negative body image leads you to focus on what's wrong with your looks. What you have the strongest concerns about. These are your body image hotspots. Your bias also means that you have blind spots, which are the facets of your experience and appearance that you neglect to focus on in the mirror. Your experience is also likely to be judgmental. You don't merely observe, you evaluate, and you do so critically. Your inner thoughts may use harsh words. You say fat or ugly or gross, or other words similar to those of many of the people I quoted earlier in this chapter. Understandably, this can be a very emotional experience that triggers discomfort, disgust, or despair. Maybe you compare what you see with what you wish you saw. Maybe this leads to thoughts about how you could fix what you see by changing your body or concealing certain aspects of your body. Maybe you leave the present to recall past disappointments with your body or jump to the future and make predictions about what might happen because of how you are judging your looks. Maybe these judgments are uncomfortable emotions that lead you to want to avoid looking at yourself and cause you to retreat from the mirror. Finally, the experience is likely to be a mindless one. You're not merely standing back and objectively observing your thoughts and feelings, you're reacting to them. You're in your mind and not out of your mind. You are not controlling your mind, rather, it's controlling you. Now it's time to apply mindfulness and acceptance in an exercise of looking at your reflection in the mirror. This is not a silly little assignment. It is a very important opportunity to begin to change how you experience your body. In fact, scientific studies have verified that this exercise can produce meaningful improvements in those with body image problems. What makes this mirror exposure experience especially significant and helpful is that it actually represents a microcosm of your body image experiences in your daily life. Therefore, the exercise is an excellent training ground in developing a new mindset that you can carry with you everywhere, even beyond the mirror. I'll guide you step by step through the mindful mirror reflections. Let's do this in four sessions, each separated by one full day. Allow about 20 minutes for each session. After each session, use the help sheet for change that follows to summarize your experiences. Session 1. Use a full-length mirror where you have complete privacy and won't be interrupted. Dress as you normally do. Stand in front of the mirror for 2 minutes to look at your reflection from head to toe. Rather than zooming in on hot spots or ignoring blind spots, I want you to look at each area of your body. View your body from the front, side, and back. Then, from head to toe, describe each aspect or feature of your body. Describe it out loud. Describe it as you would to a blind person who wants to know what you look like, or to an artist who is sketching you without seeing you. Be objectively descriptive, not evaluative or judgmental. Include descriptions of color, texture, size, shape, symmetry, etc. Do not use subjectively critical or exaggerating words. Ugly face, gross, dumpy, scrawny legs, bad hair, beady eyes, fat ass, and so forth. If you become aware that you expressed a judgment or criticism, pause to look at that feature again and use a more objective, factual term. Continue to look at your body from all angles. If there are areas or features you are aware of that you left out, describe them objectively and non-judgmentally. Complete your session by spending a minute silently looking at your total reflection, your body as a whole and not as its parts. During this session, be aware of any feelings you experience at the moment that you are viewing and describing a particular feature. Just notice your feelings and briefly describe them aloud. I am feeling happy or I'm feeling anxious. Then simply shift your attention to the next area you will describe objectively. Session 2. Repeat everything you did in session 1. This time, move from toe to head instead of from head to toe, and again, view your body from the front, side, and back. Be sure to attend to both hot spots and blind spots. At the end, spend 3 minutes silently looking at your body as a whole, not as parts. Session 3 and 4. In these two sessions, you will do exactly what you did in sessions 1 and 2, except that you will dress differently. Wear more revealing attire so that you can see more of your own skin. Ideally, you would be wearing only your underwear. If you are too uncomfortable to do so at this point, then wear shorts and a snug, sleeveless top. In session 3, you'll wear less and follow the instructions for session 1. In session 4, you'll wear less and follow the instructions for session 2. Help sheet for change, mindful mirror reflections. Describe your experiences of each session. How did it feel and what did you learn? Session 1, session 2, session 3, and session 4 all have a space on this help sheet. Be sure to complete it as you're completing the exercise. Understanding your body image in everyday life. In step 1, you summarized your self-discoveries in your personal body image profile. It highlights how you generally think, feel, and act in regards to your body image. However, each occurrence or episode of body image distress has its own unique elements, specific thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that unfold in reaction to particular situations and events. Changing your body image requires that you examine and understand the specifics of each distressing episode as it takes place. This is possible when you keep a special diary that works like a videotape recording the moment-to-moment expression of your body image. I will try to teach you how to successfully monitor your experiences and record them in your body image diary. This will build on your mindful mirror reflection exercises. The primary purpose of self-monitoring and diary keeping is to facilitate your mindful understanding and acceptance of your body image thoughts and feelings and how they unfold and affect you from day to day. This kind of self-discovery is a helpful catalyst for body image acceptance and is supported by research. Mindful self-monitoring. One basic tenet of most psychological therapies is that people can solve their personal problems if they can learn to examine their own minds and actions with objectivity and accuracy. If you no longer want to be controlled by negative emotions, you must be able to step back from your subjective experience and ask yourself the following fundamental questions. What am I feeling? What just happened to lead me to feel this way? What am I saying to myself in this situation? How am I reacting or wanting to react behaviorally to this experience? Asking and answering these questions reflects a powerful process called mindful self-monitoring. Self-monitoring is analogous and an eavesdropping on yourself. You become consciously attuned to specific aspects of your own ongoing experience. You observe precisely what is going on. When body image feelings occur, you identify what emotions you're having. You pinpoint what's happened in the situation that's triggered these emotions. You listen objectively to the thoughts and perceptions that are running through your mind. You also monitor how you behave in reaction to these thoughts and emotions. Mindful self-monitoring is a skill, and skills can only develop through practice. Most people with negative body image focus only on being upset and on blaming their appearance for their unhappiness. They just feel what they feel and do what they do. They react reflexively and never step back to dissect their experience objectively. Plenty of people respond to the notion of self-monitoring by claiming they already do it and it doesn't help. They say, "I'm always analyzing my looks. I'm always focusing on how crummy I feel about my body." Being intensely aware of your appearance or deeply immersed in emotions is not self-monitoring. It's actually part of the problem you want to change. To change, you must develop a more objective view of your experiences. If you've loathed your body for many years, it's difficult to separate the self-hatred from whatever it is about your appearance that you hate. Besides, if you've persuaded yourself that your body is the problem, then your body image miseries will seem justified. You argue, "My awful looks make me feel awful." In time, you'll see that you're wrong, so bear with me. With time and practice, you can become open, observant, and objective enough to monitor reality and change your self-hating or negative body image experiences. Episodes. Some people insist that they don't have episodes of body image distress. When the concept is explained to them, all they see is that life is one big non-stop episode. Allow me to explain what I mean by an episode. Although you may always dislike your nose, your weight, your pear shape, or any other physical attribute, you aren't constantly thinking about it, nor are you continually upset about it. Like a sleeping dragon, your discontent is sometimes dormant. Other times it breathes fire and belches smoke. Something happens to ruse your dissatisfaction. Then, as you dwell on that something, your emotions are aroused and become especially negative and intense. These particularly troublesome times that enter your consciousness are what I mean by body image episodes. Learning your body image ABCs. You probably have experienced some episodes that repeat themselves like a broken record. If that is the case, take some time to recollect several recent episodes of body image distress, particularly ones that you expect to recur. You will identify three elements of each episode and record them in your body image diary. The following three elements make up the ABC sequence. They are derived from Figure 3.1, depicting your here and now body image experience. A stands for activators. What events activated or triggered your feelings about your looks? In your diary, you'll write down a brief, specific description of the situation and occurrences that immediately preceded your distress. B stands for your beliefs. Your thoughts about and interpretations of the activating events that were going through your mind at the time. Replay the tape, the mental conversation you were having with yourself. How were you viewing the situation? What were you saying to yourself about the events? Recalling your thoughts out of their actual context can be difficult. Remind yourself by filling in the blank. I was thinking blank, or I was probably thinking blank. C stands for consequences of your thoughts and beliefs. How did you react emotionally? How did you react behaviorally? In the body image diary, you will describe the consequences in terms of the tide of each episode. Tide is an acronym to help you analyze the four essential aspects of consequences that occur. T stands for the type of emotion you felt in the situation: self-conscious, anxiety, anger, depression, shame, disgust, envy, embarrassment, a mixture of emotions. Identify the feeling or feelings that you had. I stands for the intensity of your emotions. Rate their strengths as their peak, from 0 or not at all intense to 10 for extremely intense. D stands for the episode's duration. How long did your distress last? About how many minutes or hours did it take before you felt noticeably better? E represents the effects of the episode on your behavior. Your actions at this point are often reflexive efforts to cope with or defend yourself against your unwanted emotions. Did you try to get out of the situation? Did you become sullen and withdraw? Did you attempt to fix or conceal the part of your physical self that you were bothered about? Did you take your feelings out on others? Did you take them out on yourself? The more types of emotions you feel with great intensity for a longer duration with more behavioral effects, the more powerful the episode, like being caught up in the turbulent tide. How to keep your body image diary. A personal body image diary is an essential tool for learning to deal with your body image difficulties and to accept your looks. The help sheet for change at the end of this chapter shows the format for monitoring, dissecting, and recording the ABC sequences of your negative body image episodes. Just write out the format of the diary in a personal notebook. This may be more convenient than photocopying the help sheet and having lots of unbound sheets of paper to keep up with. Retrospective self-monitoring. Because your negative body image emotions may interfere with learning to self-monitor, let's start off by monitoring experiences from your recent past. Soon you'll be able to use your new ability right in the middle of an upsetting body image episode. So now I'll ask you to do three things. One, first, to see how to record an episode of the body image diary, examine the two sample diary entries that precede the blank body image diary page that you will use as the format to record your own body image experience. Two, then go back to step one and review your answers to the body image distress test and the body image thought test. This will remind you of your activators and your beliefs that you produce your own troublesome consequences. Three, to become skilled in identifying your body image ABCs, complete your body image diary for five or more recent past episodes. For each, mentally recreate the experience. Close your eyes and picture the situation. Replay your mental tape of the episode, the triggering events, and your thoughts, emotions, and actions. After analyzing the ABC sequence and emotional tide of past episodes, you'll be ready for current up-to-date self-monitoring. Here and now self-monitoring. For at least 4 or 5 days, monitor any episode as it occurs. Apply what you've learned about mindfulness and acceptance in this step. Just observe the ABCs as they unfold. Be aware of the situational events that activate your inner experiences. Don't try to change the episode. Just let it flow and observe your experiences without judging them. Listen to the thoughts you have as if they were a dialogue from a movie you're watching. Attend to your emotions. What are they? How strong are they? What do you do or want to do in reaction to these thoughts and feelings? Afterwards, as soon as possible, make a body image diary entry. Final words of encouragement. Acquiring a mindful and accepting perspective on your body image experiences doesn't magically happen overnight. You should integrate what you've learned in this chapter into your life. Please repeat and practice the various exercises so they can become a part of you. Keep using your body image diary each day so that you can become more and more mindful, not only of how these experiences flow, but also how they are changing. To conclude step three, I want to share with you a Buddhist saying that captures the essence of this step. The secret of health for both mind and body is not to mourn for the past, not to worry about the future, and not to anticipate troubles, but to live in the present moment wisely and earnestly. I also wish to share the titles of some very useful books that will enlighten and help you create a life and body image of mindfulness and acceptance. For these titles, please refer to the recommended resource section of this book. For additional resources for the material covered in step three, look in the mindfulness and acceptance listings. And I encourage you to go online to learn more about these other resources. Help Sheet for Change Sample Body Image Diary for Carol. Date July 20th. ABC sequence of my body image experiences. Activators, the triggering events and situations. Attended a pool party where I had to wear a swimsuit and eat lunch in front of others, especially guys. Beliefs, thoughts and interpretations about my appearance and myself. I kept thinking I look fat and flabby compared to the other girls there. I wished I could be invisible. I wondered what guys were thinking about how I looked. I thought they were totally grossed out. I thought if they saw me and eat anything, they'd probably really notice I was fat. I kept thinking that I had to lose weight soon. Consequences, emotional tide. Types of emotions, anxiety, self-consciousness, and despair, angry with myself. Intensity of emotions on a rating of 0 to 10. 9. Duration of the episode. For the entire time I was there, 4 hours. Effects of the episode on my behavior. I got quiet and didn't talk much with anybody except Sharon, my best friend. I didn't eat anything but did drink too much wine. I didn't go in the pool, just kept a towel around me most of the time. I made Sharon leave with me before the party was over. Help Sheet for Change Sample Body Image Diary for Larry. Date February 4th. ABC sequence of my body image experiences. Activators, the triggering events and situations. Making out in bed with my girlfriend Jessica. Beliefs, thoughts, and interpretations about my appearance and myself. As usual, very distracted by thoughts about how my body isn't muscular enough. Kept thinking she was wishing I was better built and was secretly turned off. I was worried she might touch me in places that are skinny or bony. Kept thinking about how to get out of the situation. Consequences. Emotional tide. Types of emotions. Anxiety, shame, and self-consciousness. Felt guilty for disappointing her. Intensity of emotions, 0 to 5, or 0 to 10, sorry. 5. Duration of the episode, 15 minutes. Effects of the episode on my behavior. I was fidgety and quickly lost my interest in having sex, so I stopped. I fibbed, told Jessica I had a sore back from working out, left the room to go check emails, and tried not to think about this. Help Sheet for Change Sample Body Image Diary for Blank. Date Blank. ABC sequence of my body image experiences. This is a format that I would encourage you to follow as you engage in the ABC experience. You can photocopy this before you write on it, or you can use it as a template to record in your own body image diary. It has a space for the activators, a space for the beliefs, and a space for the consequences, the emotional tide, types of emotions, intensity of emotions, duration of episode, and effects of the episode on your behavior. And this concludes this reading.